An overwhelming majority of the people of Benton County are opposed to legalization of the manufacture and sale of alcoholic beverages, and those who like their little nip will have to depend upon Missouri and Washington County dealers for their supply for at least another 2 years. That fact was clearly demonstrated in Tuesday's local option election, initiated by wet forces after the county had been in the dry column for little more than 3 years. Nearly complete unofficial returns from over the county today show the Dries had won a major victory by a margin of 2,075 votes. The outcome of Tuesday's voting, for one thing, was the complete refutation of the argument heard recently that the county was voted dry in 1944 because veterans, then in service, had no opportunity to vote. A comparison of the results of Tuesday's voting with that of October 1944, when the county was voted dry by the slim margin of 90 votes, shows a sharp upswing of dry sentiment over the three-year period of drought.
It has been almost 65 years since Benton County residents have voted on the wet-dry issue, and a group, Keep Dollars in Benton County, aims to bring the issue back to voters this November. Marshall Nye, an attorney representing the group, said he thinks that they can get enough signatures to put the issue on the ballot.
Well, I certainly think it's achievable. I won't say that it's easily achievable because we have some interesting dynamics here. Number one is that we're required to get 38% of all registered voters.
According to the Benton County Clerk's Office, there were 108,305 registered voters in the county as of June 1. To achieve 38%, the Keep Dollars in Benton County campaign will have to get more than 41,000 signatures. The group has until August 8th to turn in their signatures. The Benton County Clerk's Office then has 10 days to certify the signatures before the measure can be placed on the November 6th ballot. Nye said the group has collected several thousand signatures already.
We're not publicly releasing the precise number, but we have in the past released a number, which was 35,000. I think we also publicly released our drive-up sign-up success, which was 800 additional signatures. So, you know, certainly I can tell you today that it's beyond 36,000 signatures.
The group plans to keep collecting signatures through the end of June. I asked Nye if he had heard of any opposition groups coming out against the measure.
The sheer numbers of people who have turned out to sign the petition, when you look at that on a percentage basis, I think it helps explain why we haven't seen an organized opposition, because I think people largely favor this.
It didn't take long for me to find one group that is against Benton County going wet. To be clear, the Keep Dollars in Benton County campaign has said their current mission is to get the issue on the ballot and let voters decide. They promote the issue based on a study from the University of Arkansas's Center for Business and Economic Research. That study, which was paid for by Keep Dollars in Benton County, estimated that the county residents would have spent nearly $78 million on alcohol sales in 2010 if the county was wet. The study estimated that would have amounted to about $780,000 in sales tax revenue for Benton County. The study's figures are based on the spending patterns of Benton County residents when they buy mixed drinks and wine at private clubs, because there's a tax on them. A private club license issued by the Alcohol Beverage Control allows restaurants to serve beer, wine, and mixed drinks. According to the ABC, there were 136 private club licenses in Benton County in early June. The spending at private clubs in Benton County is then compared to statewide spending at bars, restaurants, and private clubs. Three liquor stores in Washington County are currently allowed to sell alcohol to private clubs in Benton County.
The issue really is, where should the tax dollars go? And should we be paying our residents to drive to Washington County to make purchases at retail, to pay tax there, and then come back and mark it up and resell it in Benton County? And we don't think so. We think it makes more sense to have our money here.
Back to that opposition. I found it at the Global Outreach Center for Emmanuel Baptist Church in Rogers. Pastor Thomas Hatley said the church has about 1,500 members. Hatley said he researched the difference between wet and dry counties.
There's just no way that, John, we can look at the facts of what happens in Arkansas whenever a county goes wet and the changes that are made in that county, both economic as well as social, as well as crime and all that family destruction. You just can't ignore that and let something bad happen to your county. And so we just feel like we need to let folks know the truth and then let them decide from that.
Hatley said he's got bigger things to worry about than obsessing over political issues such as this one. The church has a large outreach program with several global missions. Hatley said he decided to do some research after being approached by his congregation.
When my people came to me and said, did you know there's a petition going around and they're trying to get this on the ballot and things of that nature, I decided I would do a little digging and find some people who had done some good research and be prepared to help my people.
Hatley claims that statistics from the Arkansas Crime Information Center shows wet counties have higher rates of murders, rapes, and robberies.
You know, I tell my ladies, isn't it great that we live in a county where there are no bars on the doors and windows of the convenience store, where you can go fill up your car at 11 o'clock at night as a woman and feel safe? There are counties touching us. You can't do that. You'd never send your wife to a convenience store where they sold liquor in an adjoining county to let your wife fill up with gas at midnight.
Are you talking about like Washington County?
Yeah, exactly.
Hatley said that a wet Benton County would be a very different county than residents know today.
If you love life and people and families more than you love money, you should vote this down.
If Keep Dollars in Benton County does get enough signatures by the August 8th deadline, the issue will appear on the November 6th ballot. For Ozarks at Large, I'm John Schlois.
I moved here from New Orleans. I found that town too. Some more. I went to the grocery store.